This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th under a decree adopted Thursday by Premier Mario Draghi's broad-based coalition government. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended on no pay, but cannot be sacked. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of up to 1,000 euros or $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a jab. But most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. The U.S. state of Florida has passed a grim milestone of more than 50,000 coronavirus deaths, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Federal health researchers say nearly 51,000 Floridians have died since the start of the pandemic, and that more than 25% of the deaths occurred this summer as the Delta variant surged in the state. Epidemiologists say the average vaccination rate in Florida is 63%, better than the national average, but not enough to keep the highly contagious Delta variant at bay, especially with so many elderly residents. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has forbidden vaccine and mask mandates, says it's been a really tough year and a half. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories,